Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back, everybody, to another PBR Minute. Yes, it is back, ready to go, as I have on PBR Bull Riding head coach for the Nashville Stampede, Justin McBride. Justin, I'm sure you're excited as I am for this upcoming season.
You bet, buddy. I've been waiting since last season ended, you know. But we've had a good off season, some different moves and different things happening, some trades and whatnot, and I'm really excited to get this year going.
Yeah, obviously the Stampede Days are going to be in August 14th through the 16th. 3 days of just pure fun, nonstop action, just 8 seconds. Hold on as long as you can. But I kind of want to start with the roster real quick. You mentioned you made a few trades. Obviously there are a few new faces on this team. And then you have Silvano Alves back again as one of the coaches. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this, but for him being a three-time PBR World Champion is headlining the 2026 class of Heroes and Legends to be honored July 30th. How about that?
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's a huge honor for Silvano and something that's definitely well earned. You know, he belongs in the, you know, it's the PBR's version of their Hall of Fame, Bull Riding Hall of Fame. And we call it the Ring of Honor, and Silvano, nobody's more deserving than him to be in there. So it's a really good honor for him and his family. And I know he's excited about it, and I'm really excited for him.
Yeah, and I'm sure with the roster, hearing that news, it gives them a little extra jolt of energy of like, you know what, we got to do this for coach type thing.
Yeah, you know, it's always fun for me to hear when you're talking to guys, whether it be a free agent or whoever, and you end up getting them signed, and it comes back the conversation of, well, we're really excited to be able to work with a guy like Silvano. So that's always That's always fun for me to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. So take us through a little bit of the roster coming up this season for the Nashville Stampede. Some new names and faces for Nashville Stampede fans to get used to.
Yeah, so people are going to get used to it, and they're not going to get to see him for a while because he got hurt during the regular season. Mm-hmm. But Dalen Swearingen will be wearing the blue for Nashville now. We got Dalen Swearingen, which is a PBR World Champion, for those that don't know. Probably not a tougher guy that I've ever known. He's a really tough guy and just a great competitor. And so we'll be looking forward to getting him back. And then we got Kai Hamilton, who is a PRCA World Champion bull rider, and just a really, really good fundamental bull rider, and so we're really, really excited about him. And then we've got some young guys. I think we've got a real nice mixture of some very solid, proven veterans that have won at a high level, and then we've got some really young guys that have got potential to be really good at a high level. So it'll be fun to see those two things come together.
Absolutely. And a few names that and faces that are familiar to a lot of Nashville Stampede fans. Alan DeSouza back, along with Cody DeJesus. It just seems like these are the two pillars of this roster.
Yeah, you know, and you'll see, like, we'll always lead off with Alan, you know, and he's pretty good in that spot. You know, he's probably the best leadoff guy in the league, truth be known. You can match him up with a good bull, and he typically delivers. And that's huge to get the team started off on the right foot every game. And then having a guy like Cody Jesus, he had some surgeries during the offseason, got some stuff done that has been bothering him for a big part of his career. So really looking forward to a healthy Cody Jesus And because he's a guy, you know, he's a real gamer. When it's on the line, he can deliver with some really big rides. And it's you've got to have guys like that, you know, guys that don't shrink away from the moment and can deliver in those moments. And Jesus is that kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm looking at the roster as we speak, and Daniel Feitosa, Brazilian as well. Can you give us a little background from him?
Yes. So Feitosa was a guy that we got in a trade with Kansas City last year. They had used their first-round draft pick to get him. Didn't work out. We ended up getting him from them. And we only had him kind of the back part of the season last year, and he was lights out. He's really good. He's got a great attitude and a very, very solid bull rider. I think he's going to do a lot of good for us. I'm very excited about Feitosa. And then we also added another guy, Akelmi. It's spelled with an R, but pronounced Akelmi. And this dude is really good. Was on Arizona's team for a little bit last year. We were really excited to be able to get him in free agency. He's a very solid left-handed guy and can really shore up the lineup on the left. So that's something we've really been needing. And so we're very excited about him.
Yeah, the last couple seasons, obviously, you know, it's kind of like a baseball lineup. You're kind of mixing a few guys here and there. If they're batting 230, you drop them down the lineup. They're batting about 330, you put them in the four-hole type thing. A lot of these riders, Justin, and forgive me if I'm incorrect here, they seem to be having that beefier batting average when it comes to PBR rides.
Yeah, no, I think I mean, look, the first year that we won the championship, that was kind of the dream team, so to speak. We had Kaiki, we had Silvano, Ryan Dirt Eater. I mean, we had some guys that were very accomplished, right? This roster here feels a lot like that. Like there's not many holes in it, you know. You've kind of got to answer for anything with whatever type of bulls that you get, and that's something that, I mean, we've tried to have every year, and because of injuries or one thing or another, I mean, there's no excuses for it, but it's just been tough to fill that kind of roster. And it feels like this year going into it, we got a real shot of having that kind of a roster.
And with that being said, Justin, let those Nashville Stampede fans know what they're about to expect come August.
Hey, come August, man. Look, Nashville shows out when the bull riding comes to town. I say it every year. You've heard me say it time and time again. It is the best event that the league has, right? And that's not to take away anything from any of the other teams' home events, but there's just not another one like Nashville. There's just not. And the guys feel that. Like, guys ride great when they're at Nashville. The games are always close. They're exciting. They're in for a good time, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Hey, 8 seconds, that's all it takes. Stampede Days, August 14th through the 16th at Bridgestone Arena. The best riders in the world, the toughest bulls in the sport. No timeouts, no second chances. Go get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com for Stampede Days. 3 days, no limits. Justin McBride, appreciate your time as always. We'll chat next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, my friend.